Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the talk. I am your host, Kimon Jaffe. I'm the co-host of Line Vine. How are you? Well, what the rest of these niggas is? But me and Ron are here.
What's going on?
What's up, good old black man?
I am well. I'm here. Marley's in front of my face. She wants me, but I told her, I can't talk to you right now. Daddy has something to do. Can I help you, Marley? Okay, I'm going to get it for you. Don't worry about it. I got you, baby. Give me a few minutes. Mwah.
Sometimes it's how it is. That's how it goes. He's
listen,
human,
you
y'all.
Got it from
he's somebody's daddy. He is somebody's daddy.
You don't have no idea about who daddy is.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Wait, wait, wait. No, you don't know, you don't know. You might have an idea. No, you don't know.
I don't know nothing. I'm before. So, yeah.
You stupid.
We're here. We drank. He smoked.
Not with the baby next to me, I don't.
Why? He ain't smoking tonight. Lord, Marla, look at you being a good impression on your dog.
Oh, I don't drink.
They had a long day. So, I'm trying out this new Angry Orchard Hard Cider Peach Mango. I feel like I need to add some rum to it, but it's good. So, I don't know. I might. I might next time add to the room too. Hell, I gotta go buy some because I don't even think I got none.
Uh-oh.
I drank all my tequila. I did not get to the ABC store. Well, I didn't get to the ABC store on my side of town. Today was my dad's birthday, so I've been in the country all day.
Gotcha. Been in the country all day.
Since about noon.
And how old did Pop turn today?
My dad turned 70 years old today.
Oh, that's a big one. That's a big one.
Yeah. And my aunts and my cousins came down. So, and he was surprised because he didn't know that they were coming.
That's
so
nice. That's nice. Yeah. All right.
Yo, Papa Duke, mommy.
Yeah.
All right, hold on for a second. Everybody, please, give me a second. Young lady, I know I asked you to clean your plate up. That cup, that napkin, garbage, thank you. I'm going to go in the back. I'll talk to you later. Okay, back to our regular schedule program.
What? They coming out with a Crown Royal pineapple? Is this true or is this an April Fool?
Sounds like, so I know people will be listening, and from time to time, if you talk about food, you'll hear the fat boy in me come out. Did I just hear the alcoholic in you come out?
Yep.
Okay, I was just curious. Yep. All right.
Yep. Because I was in search today of the Casa Amigo.
That's what I was doing today. I was in search of the Casamigos. And the Casamigos is only on my side of town. Keep in mind, I live on the Caucasian side of town. So, therefore, all the Negroes have drunk up. All the Negroes.
So, either they didn't have any or all the Negroes drunk theirs and came over to your side to get them. Which one was it?
No. I just haven't stopped. Okay. So, I went to Sam's Club. And I was like, oh, there's an ABC store right over here by the Sam's Club. So I'm going to stop here. They did not have any. So the lady at the desk, she was like, can I help you find something? I told her what I was looking for. She looked it up at another store. And she was like, the one off Lawndale has it. I was like, oh, I live on that side of town. She was like, okay, good. So she said, they have it. Keep in mind, like I said, I live on the west side of town. So all the Negroes on the Negro side of the town have drank all the Casamigos. They better not bring their asses over here. Because we uppity Negroes like Casamigos too.
You guys are Negroes. Yes.
Casamigos. We already know what Casamigos does to you. Makes you sleepy. So tonight, tonight's topic is about manipulation. How we got here, I don't know. Ron, since this was your suggestion in the suggestion box, what about manipulation are we talking about tonight?
It's not about what about manipulation. It's about manipulation. So, one ask ourselves, when you about to die, you make all kind of, I would assume because I've never died, but you make all kind of deals with God. Oh, if I could do this. Oh, if I could have this back. You're trying to manipulate. When you first come to this, when you come out your mother's vagina and you want something to eat, you cry. Even though you don't really want to cry, that's your way of communicating. You are manipulating the situation. You start learning, if I scream and have some water come out my eye, that lady will put a titty in my mouth. And trust me, that is a lesson that I have learned time and time and time again. Factual thing is, we all manipulate. It's something we do from our youngest stages to our older stages. And there are, so you ever see adults who always scream to get their way? They are trying to manipulate, but they haven't grown their manipulation game since a child. Then you have those people who are commies. And because they're able to talk you out of your pants, talk you out of your money, talk you out of your whatever, they have manipulated. I have grown their manipulation game. So there's all kind of in-betweens and all kind of variants and all kind of levels to this shit. But manipulation, whether it be countries that manipulate, you got Russia manipulating motherfuckers right now, Ukraine, NATO is manipulating motherfuckers. You got parties, Democratic, Republican, they manipulate people. So on all levels, we're talking about the NFL, the NBA, they manipulate people. You got people inside the game that manipulate the rules of those games. So there's so many different levels of manipulation that I felt manipulation would be a good thing to talk about. And I see how people be taking advantage of people, whether it's Will getting manipulated by his wife to go slap the shit out somebody, whether it's, you know what I'm saying, Kamala Harris being, you know what I'm saying, manipulated by money, so she going around sucking monkeys and licking penises. Oh, I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? But my point is that we all manipulate things or have been manipulated, so why not talk about it? There you go. Here we are. What's the you?
Well, I like your examples of what manipulation looks like, especially these grown-ass victims. Like, they want you so bad to feel sorry for them that they've been victimized, and come to find the hell out, they are the ones who did said crime. They're not even the victim. They the suspect.
Damn shame. Damn
but
shame, I tell you.
They want to manipulate you into believing so-and-so did me wrong.
And so-and-so may have did you wrong. But I heard something today that motherfuckers is talking about the branches and the limbs of what did wrong, but what about the roots of what did wrong? I was like, ooh, that was a ball right there. You heard me. Motherfuckers talking about step four and step five. Let's talk about step zero and step one. Where did this shit start at?
From the root. Where did
you heard
happen?
Me.
Where did it start?
The seed.
The beginning and the end. The
Thank
alpha
you.
And the omega.
Preach.
This thing.
So I mean, sometimes people gotta look at things for what they are and realize that, oh, shit, I got played. I got manipulated. Or I'm a piece of shit. I took advantage of that young lady. I'm a piece of shit. I took advantage of that young man. I manipulated him. And own it. You know what I'm saying? Own it.
And be on top of it. If you're going to do some shit, do some shit.
Let the shit be done. Don't be scared.
You know? Exactly.
Man up.
Be a,
put on your big girl panties.
Hold yourself accountable for the fuck shit that you do.
I'm looking at the man in the mirror because change begins with me.
Not man in the mirror, not Michael Jackson.
Not Michael Jackson.
I'm gonna make the change. I'm sorry.
What about the other four Jacksons?
But no, that's Michael. You want to make a change. Yellow. I done drank one of them cans already. About to drink a second.
And you about to make some change, too. I hear that. You about to go from sober to unsober.
What the fuck? Listen, when I tell you, I've been up for a long time. Been awake in these streets. I'm motherfucking tired.
So boom. That's another thing we do. So when you look at it, we manipulate our bodies. Nigga, this morning, I needed a cup of coffee to get me fucking going. You feel what I'm saying? Oh, here's one. You ready for this one? You ready for this one, Kitty? Now, this hasn't happened recently because I'm in a relationship, you know. So I'm talking about back in the days, like way back. Sometimes you got to manipulate yourself and get drunk to beat the pussy off.
Oh, Lizzie.
I'm sure women have had that too. You got to get drunk because this nigga dick is just not going to please you. So you got to be drunk.
No, I'm not doing that shit. I'm not going to do it. No.
Wait, well, how come I heard you say I'm not going to do it with a smile on your face? I heard a smile.
Well, I'm not going to do it. No, because I'm always smiling and I'm always drinking. So, no, I'm not going to do it.
I still hear a smile. I still hear the smile, Kitty. In fact, I think you've done it before.
I'm not going to do it. No. Listen. You know, I got my little things I like, you know, and shit. So, I did one. Why
Because I got a mouthful of liquor that I'm trying not to spit out, but it's a kvassi.
I mean,
what?
So
you're telling me you're at the stage where you're past manipulating yourself for some pee?
Yeah, because I like what I like, and I ain't about to go from that. You know, you don't really hear me say, you know, I met a new guy, and this is what we did. You rarely hear me say that,
right?
Because
now you may be like, I seen that nigga again from 18 years ago. Now, you might have said some shit like that, but nothing new.
Right, but I don't be like, oh, my God, I met a new guy. I'm a big baby. No. Because one, here's the thing. It may sound funny to me, but I like my old shit. I don't have no problems with that shit. I don't have to. I mean, I can be like, hey, come over or whatever, but I don't have to work hard for that shit. I don't have to set no, like, we already know what the expectation is. Nigga, the fuck.
You ain't got to have a matching bra and panty set.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I you know what I'm saying? I still do. And then, you know, I have the kick. Every now and again, the occasional lingerie, you know. But I know what that shit is. Like, when somebody new, I got to be like, oh, I need to go do this.
Somebody new, you might cook for them. But somebody from back in the days, y'all can have Wawa.
Like, we can have lunch in bed.
How about that? There you go.
That's what
with
we
a new
like,
motherfucker, you sitting at the dining room table.
With the new motherfucker, now we sitting in the goddamn restaurant.
You stupid. You said the restaurant?
Yep.
The restaurant. You stupid.
We've been in the restaurant. Nigga, you sitting on that side. Nigga, I'm sitting on this side. What are you getting? This looks good, doesn't it? Uh-huh. You get that, and I'll get this. And I'm going to chase your food. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll have a water and a margarita. What are you going to have? You know what I'm saying? So, hey, there's a lady standing out. Is this the lady that was sitting outside this goddamn door earlier today? Yeah, that's her. Why he not opening the door for her? I'm sitting outside in my car being nosy. He opened the door. Finally. She'd been here all day. They must be back together. But anyway, yeah, we got to go on fucking dates. We got to go on a couple of them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Before I feel comfortable enough to be like, you know what? I can spend a little bit longer in the evening with you. You know? But until then, no, I'm good. And see, the way, you know what? Niggas be talking themselves out of pussycat. Niggas, sometimes just shut the fuck up.
I don't know what you're talking about. So what, I've done that on numerous occasions. Oh, my bad.
Niggas, shut the fuck up. You ain't got to do all that all the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? But for me, like, the way they talk themselves out of it, like in the get to know you process, and I'm trying to get to know you, and you say some shit, then I'll be like, yo, the fuck, that ain't adding up.
No,
right.
I done talked myself out of pussy, back in the pussy, and back out of it in the same night. So I know you could do it.
No, I don't know what you like to know. How the hell did you do that? I'd like to know the scenario.
So, I just be talking too fucking much sometimes, man. Sometimes you just say the wrong shit. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm cognizant enough to realize that I said the wrong shit. So I made up for saying the wrong shit by saying the right shit. And then after you say the right shit, you get cocky. Like, I told you I could fucking say whatever I want to say. Oh, shit. I said that out loud? Oh.
No.
All right, let me get my jacket. I'll just leave now. So basically, all right. I'm not going to tell you that story because that story is a little embarrassing. But what I will tell you I'll tell you what, y'all. All right, it's back when I was back in the NY. And there was a program with the New York State District Attorney where if you testify against somebody, there is the witness protection that they give you on high-level cases, like for the Alphabet Boys, FBI, CIA. There's witness protection that the state can give you on a high-level case. But then there's witness protection that the city be. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers eat. And that's not as hot. And there was this young lady. She had – a man had abused her or whatever, and she testified against him, so they gave her witness protection. This program, what they did was they took one project in New York. I'm not even going to say what borough or what project it is. But they took one of the buildings in that project, and that building is specifically for their witness protection. Okay. So I happen to meet this young lady, and we're talking, and she invites me over to her house. And I know this is a project, but I know this is a part away. I'm like, huh. And I noticed that when I went into the building, there were people looking at me a little crazy. I guess they didn't get a lot of visitors. So I'm talking to her, and I said the dumbest shit. So what I said to her was, I forget exactly what led me to say this, but I said, shit, you better stop playing before I tie you up and take that booty. You know what I'm saying? And I was just being, like, ha-ha-ha funny. But in talking to her later, I realized that the reason that she was there for testifying, he had done something like that to her. So in me saying that, I triggered something in her. Know what I mean? I don't know this shit. I don't know your fucking past. I don't know that you got crazy niggas tying you up and fucking sodomizing you. I don't know that. So when I make some kind of stupid joke, it triggered her. So she was like, I think you need to just leave. Now, in that instance, I end up talking my way back into the pussy, but she was reserved, so it wasn't good pussy. You know what I mean? So I say all that to say I have definitely have had a history of playing myself and talking myself in, out, and all around the vagina. And I know I'm not the only motherfucker who did it. I just ain't scared to admit it. Don't judge me.
But I'm not judging you.
Now, I'm going to circle that back around to the topic. With that instance, I was able to manipulate the situation. Even though I fucked up and said some dumb shit, I was then able to use my words to manipulate her into feeling comfortable again to give me the monkey.
And did she give you said monkey?
She gave me the monkey, but it wasn't enthusiastically. It was very reserved. Which I get. This is all.
Come on, me.
But yeah, but I mean, all right. So boom. When was the first? Because it's gonna be hard to remember the first. But can you remember a particular time where your child manipulated you?
No, not really, because shit needed to make sense with that kid. So if it didn't make sense, we weren't doing it.
So I know there are plenty of times that you go to feed a child and they're not hungry, but they're just crying because they want that attention. Can you tell me your daughter didn't do that?
I don't recall her being like that.
Okay.
When I tell you, you know what, with me, my daughters being twins or whatever, my Jada was so mild-mannered and calm. She barely cried. That Jayla occasionally cried. But if there was two of them together, you know what I'm saying, they both wouldn't cry at the same time.
it was a tag team manipulation. Oh, we go play this heifer. All right, yeah, your turn. Okay, my turn.
What? Right. Okay, it's my turn. But you know, I think all babies, you know, at some point probably.
Because they got to test in the water. They see how far they can push it.
Okay.
So let's switch from chop. When's the last time that a nigga tried to manipulate you?
Who?
No.
Oh, I didn't know. I was yawning, so I didn't know what you had. You know how sometimes you can't hear while you're yawning. So, yeah. That's not a nigga.
It ain't got to be the last time. Just give me one time an example of a man trying to do that.
I think it was more of... He tried, the reason he tried to manipulate people, he wanted to be the victim.
He wanted
to be like, oh, you did me so wrong. I ain't do shit to you. I didn't do nothing to you. But you sitting here looking like I hurt your feelings because I just didn't do what the fuck you wanted me to do, and now you acting like a girl. And I don't do that. Because you Negroes try to get their own way. You know what I'm saying? They try to get their way. And when you don't bend, they feel like you should always tell them yes. No, not today. I'm not withholding anything. I just don't, like, today I just don't feel like going anywhere. Today I... may not feel like sitting Indian style in front of you. I may not feel like it today. I may not feel like it this hour.
Ain't nobody asked you what the fuck you felt like. Get your ass down here Indian style and lubricate my monster.
Don't feel like it. I need a nap before I do any of that. That's how I feel. I need a nap. Okay, I got a prime example. So this nigga just texted me, he inboxed me. He's somebody on my Facebook page. Okay. It's like, can I have you? For what? What you want me for? That should be my response, babe.
No, that shouldn't be your response. Your response should answer his question. See, that's what I'm talking about. People be fucking doing shit backwards. Question, answer, question, answer. That's how the English language goes. Question gets us nowhere. He asked, can I have you? Yes, you can, good man, for the right price.
No.
So then his next question means, what is the right price? Kill yourself.
Oh, dear Lord.
Kill yourself, and I am yours. Anything less than that, you can't have me. Ball's in your court, young man. What are you going to do? See what I'm saying? You see how that shuts him the fuck up? He can't say anything at that point, but you answers his question, so you're not disrespectful, so he can't call you out your name. See what I'm saying? So I'm saying.
He would call me out my name, but like, why would you want me to kill myself?
Why would you want me?
I be wanting to know why you want me anyway, because I talk back. I'm rude as fuck.
I talk back. I ain't got no training.
No home training. My mama is a werewolf. She raised me.
Nigga said, I am curious of why you would want me, good man. I am not the woman for you.
I'm really not. Like, and this is a nigga. So, okay, now let's say at one point I did try to give this dude an opportunity, right? Okay. The thing is this, he went out during said opportunity and had a baby. Anybody who knows me knows that I love little babies. Don't get me wrong, I love them. But
it's just the grown women who bear them that you don't give a fuck about.
Exactly. It's their mamas. It's their little mamas that has that baby and still, they could be going through postpartum. They pussycat still attached to their heart when it comes to him. You know what I'm saying? I just don't do it. I just don't do them at all. And you had a baby on me. So therefore, why should I give you any opportunity to do anything? No.
Because you meant me.
Huh?
Because you meant me.
Because I what?
You meant
no,
me.
I know.
No, you don't miss me.
No.
Oh.
Okay. But are you happy?
You stupid. Are you fulfilled?
Are you happy? Happy. I'm sorry.
Are you in the Duval voice? Are you living your best life?
Yes, I am. Everything's the best, even when I go to work. Absolutely. And I'm like, nigga, the fuck! Like, I told you.
I told you before.
I don't do men with little babies. Even though she's 5 now, but I still don't do niggas with little babies. Nigga, you had this baby on me. So why would, the hell? Why?
See,
all right. You don't want me?
All right. See, this is how, getting back to the subject, how women may be manipulating the subject. Now, I'm not, you see, don't put me in a position to defend this nigga. Okay, Kitty, don't do that to me. But you're manipulating the argument and making it personal. Trust me when I tell you, when this man was making that child, you were not the thought.
I know I wasn't. So guess what? You say exactly the fuck you at.
No. See,
yeah.
now you're missing the point. Mm-hmm. Wait. Did I just talk him out of pussy? Mm-hmm. They ain't supposed to work like that. You're supposed to get yourself out of pussy. I talked the next nigga out of pussy. How the fuck is that possible? Anyway, what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying to you is this. You and women often say, you did this to, when I did this, you weren't in my motherfucking psyche. So I didn't do this knowing it would hurt you, thinking it would hurt you, worried that it would hurt you. I was worried about this nut right here. I wasn't worried about you. Wasn't thinking about you. Wasn't
and you know what you can do? You know what you can do since you weren't worried about me while you was making said baby? Continue not to worry about me. I'm not bothering you. Ain't nothing
why
I do
you
with my
wanna
dad.
Be logical and make sense. All of a sudden now women want to make sense.
Yeah, we make sense.
Yeah.
Because I need you to understand that, sir, you may not have been thinking about me, and that's fine. Because, nigga, I probably wasn't thinking about you when I was sitting Indian style on that nigga's floor.
No. See, now you just being mean for no reason. You see, you just tit for tat right there. Tit for tat.
Yup. I got a tit and a tat. Yup.
She said, yup.
Yup. And then tit and tat. Yep, I got 2 tits. Yep.
Oh, nigga said I got double D's. 2 tits and 2 tats.
I got G's. I got G's, my nigga. G's. I'm a motherfucking G.
Oh, shit. I'm not fucking with you. You are something else, young lady.
Hey, listen. And I mean, I could probably, you know, and then, so here's the other thing about him. I sit and I watch how he comments on other people's pages. You can't be all about, you won't be talking about something, you want to be all about me, but you telling the ugly bitch she beautiful. The fuck? Got me fucked up in. Man, what's your eyesight look like? I'm sorry. That was mean, wasn't it?
You stupid.
He's going to stop calling me stupid. Right now. I'm not stupid. I am highly intelligent. Highly.
Got these degrees pending that show it. But so, yeah.
Shh. Mommy's sleeping.
What the hell? Hello? Nigga, wake up.
It's not me, nigga. Marley fell asleep, and I was just cutting the lights off and making sure she was Gucci.
So what happened, Matthew? You told her I'd be right there.
I gotta do the daddy shit, but I was running around. Yo, nigga, we was running around. She was on arts and crafts. We walked the dogs. We took the garbage out. We did everything. We was like, fuck it, we gonna do everything. I'm gonna get her nice and tired. I took her for a ride. Put in, you know, the back seat of the car is like a fucking, you know what I'm saying, fucking, I don't know, a tranquilizer and shit for children. So I just went and checked on her just now. She's sleeping. I'm like, thank you. Now I can go smoke.
I'm weak.
But yeah, so, all right, I got a question for you. You ready?
Okay, I think so.
When's the last time you manipulated someone? We talking about children doing it to you? We talking about adults doing it to you? Now we talking about you doing it to motherfuckers.
I'm not necessarily have manipulated. I threw a suggestione out there for the suggestione box.
All right. You ain't answering me. Your fucking child don't manipulate nobody. The niggas know better than to manipulate, and you don't manipulate. Nigga, you go answer one of these fucking questions.
I'm saying, like, I will suggest some shit.
You sound like you're stuttering, nigga.
I've been drinking. Watermelon. No, I don't think it was a manipulation. I feel like I suggest shit, and I feel like they should fall into line. Like I was telling you.
Wait a minute. Not only was that manipulating, but that was gangster. Did you say they should fall in fucking line? Is that what you said?
Yep.
That was gangster. I like that. Please continue as you were.
Okay. Prime example of what I just told you about some shit that niggas be doing. So the dude that has a little baby that got a 1-year-old, he had it with a one-night stand, right? So he's been in my inbox.
You said a one-night Santa?
He had a one-night stand and got a baby.
Oh, I thought you said a one-night Santa. I thought you said the bitch was a fat ho-ho-ho. I was gone. I'm sorry. I misheard you. Please continue.
So, keep in mind, niggas don't be knowing who I be knowing. This is the thing. And so he just commented on my homegirl's post because she put up a picture in her phone on her vacation, and this nigga putting a ring beside her name. Nigga, you was just in my inbox talking about something. I'm really interested in you. I want to get to know you. But nigga, you put a picture on my homegirl's
toes. Nigga, what do you think? So you think that picture, the ring means marry me? Is that what you think that ring means?
What does that ring mean?
So this is, all right, the ring means fucking nothing, okay? That's what the ring means, okay? The ring means, let me tell you what the ring means. I'm going to calm down. Sometimes us as men, this goes back to the talking your way out of pussy shit. Sometimes us as men, we don't know what the fuck to say. And if I don't know what the fuck to say, how the fuck do I know which emoji to choose?
So
niggas
you
stupid. Know what I'm saying? Niggas are stupid. You don't be knowing sometimes. So I figure I can't put nothing that got an eggplant or any phallic symbol because she's going to think about dick. I can't think about nothing about love because she's going to get emotional and show all that shit. I can't put nothing in the fly. Ring. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. I mean, maybe she'll like that. So he just probably thought some dumb shit, so he did some dumb shit. But niggas be fucking doing, it don't mean nothing. Then he put a fucking ring next to that chick fucking post. Come on, son, you reading into this way too much.
I wish you could see my face right now.
No, first of all, I can't see your face because I can't find my rap, and I want to roll up, and I'm focused on something else. I'm not looking at your face, Kitty. I'm looking for my drug paraphernalia. Mm-hmm. Oh, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I left it in the car. Maybe that's why I won't be able to find it. Don't judge.
I'm not.
You are judging me. I can feel it in your ums.
I'm not judging you.
I can hear it in your ums. Your ums are very judgmental.
But I am looking at you in a way like, nigga, did you really say what the fuck? Let me fuck it.
So he puts the ring emoji. And then after he puts the ring emoji, he circles back to you?
I just saw the pictures.
Oh, so you doing the fucking snooping. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
No, because it came up on my timeline.
Your friend shit came up. You just had to look through your friend's comments to see who was commenting on your friend shit, and you weren't looking for it.
No, the reason why it showed up in my timeline, because the nigga just commented on it. On Facebook, when somebody comment on one of your friend's page and y'all have mutual friends, sometimes it shows up in your timeline. So,
nigga,
even
you
though,
are not the fucking algorithm explainer.
Listen. I get why he liked the picture. She got a nice little ass on her. She always has. But, nigga, don't be in my inbox talking about I can't wait for you to come home and we can go out and we can spend some time together and this, that, and the third. Nigga, fuck him.
If he wants to sound like an R&B song, he can.
Yep.
I can't wait for you to come home tonight.
Yeah,
I mean,
if I be like on my story, I'm like, oh, let's go home. He's like, oh, hurry up and come home because I can't wait to spend time with you. Nigga, where? You happy?
That nigga is on his Faith Evans. Soon as you be home. And he's on his Faith Evans.
Yeah, if baby will do what we gotta do. No, nigga, you got a 1-year-old off a one night stand. The fuck the hell? What all is that? I'm not playing stepmama to no little baby. Baby got to be at least a teenager before anything happens. I don't do little baby.
You are something else, Kitty. You are something else.
What I know? Here's the reason why I don't do little kids. Because I love kids. You know what I'm saying? Me and kids, we pop off. Because Missy Maj is fun and games. She likes to, I'll do, for little girl, I'll do a tea party. Come on, let's do a tea party. Girl, come on. You want to play Play-Doh? I'm going to show you how to make some shit in the motherfucking Play-Doh. You like Legos? Oh, we about to build some stuff. Because kids like me, and I like kids. But I don't want to get attached to your little kid because little kids, y'all daddies sometimes ain't shit. Your daddies light the fuck up. So now I got to break up with your daddy and I got to break up with you too. Now I got to be a smarty pants when your daddy texts me like, oh, baby girl asked about you. Oh, okay, well tell her. I said, hey, and tell her why her daddy ain't shit. Bye.
You don't do that, do you? You don't do that. You don't tell him to tell
him. And did? If you don't remember me talking to a dude who I then referred to as stupid? That was a while back. It was a while back.
So you told the daughter that the daddy was a fucker?
I said, he texted me, and he said, hey, Peanut asked about you, so I'm going to let her call you. And I said, no, don't have Tina call me. Just tell her I said, hey. And if she asks why Miss Jamie doesn't come around, you make sure you tell her why I don't and let her know her daddy ain't shit.
Soon as I get home. That's all I can think of, nigga. I had nothing else for you. I had nothing else for you. I'm done.
Listen, and I love that kid. Oh, my God. Me and her would go shopping, and I'd be like, come on, little Peanut. We're going to go. You know, that's what her daddy called her. So I was like, okay. So I asked her one day, I said, why did daddy call you Peanut? He said, because my little head shaped like a peanut. Oh, no. Okay. And keep in mind, she was the youngest of all his kids. But he had, like, nigga, I told, along with my policy of don't talk to niggas who got little kids, I don't talk to niggas who got too many kids on one hand. What that means is that nigga got five of them motherfuckers. So, little Peanut was the youngest. Okay? For me, me and little Peanut, we used, like, my time, me and that little girl used to hang. He'd be like, Peanut's coming over. I'm like, okay. And we would play dolls, and we would kitchen and all that stuff. And we would go to Foot Locker. We like shopping together. Like, listen, I like the kid. But the fact that her daddy like to tell lies and try to play my face, nigga. Let me tell you where you got me fucked up at. Okay. Because all this sweet and nice and kindness about me, that's one thing. Fuck with that shit and see what happens. And I'm nice and kind. I'm telling everybody. I love everybody. I love the people. I love the people. But I don't like it when people make me have to choose between me and the kids. And I'm another kid. But you need to know that your daddy is the reason why I don't come around no more. It's your daddy. It ain't Miss Jamie. It's your daddy.
That's that bullshit.
Your daddy ain't shit, baby. Your daddy tell lies and think that I ain't supposed to see the shit. So this is the reason what would happen is that he had blocked my Mind Your Day page. And I was like, why am I blocked? So him not remembering that he added my personal page to his Facebook. And I go to his page and he all hugged up with some girl. I said, really? This is what we doing? And I was like, nigga, you so stupid and sloppy. I said, you dumb as fuck. And the reason why he said that he started talking is he got mad at me because I told him that he needed to do better about his oldest daughter and that he needed to stop babying her and let her live her own life. And if she gonna make mistakes, she gonna make them. We all make mistakes in our 20s. We do it. Nigga, you made some mistakes. Don't you see that you got a 20-year-old kid? I'm not saying she the mistake, but her mama might have been the mistake.
See, it's shit like that. It's shit like that.
What?
Shit like that. Her mama. See, nigga, you just is the rudest, nicest nigga I know.
I am. Nigga, I'm a Taurus. I am the most friendliest, unfriendly person that you know. Say I ain't. I will go the
don't
extra mile.
Don't make no fucking sense.
What? It don't make sense.
To who? It makes sense to who? Who it makes sense to?
It makes sense to you. It makes sense to me.
No, I'm going to have to disagree with you, man.
Oh. Okay, why doesn't it make sense to you?
All right, so I just came outside into my vehicle, right?
No.
I put my drink into the cup holder.
I look for my, I see my wrap right there. I see my pack of my smoke. I'm like, oh, shit. All right, I go to Twist. I look in the ashtray, and it's one road already waiting for me. Oh, it's the little things in life. It's the little things in life.
Okay. All right. Well, good for you.
Wait, fuck the fact that obviously I'm the one that rolled it and I'm too old and I forgot I put it there. Fuck my memory degraded. We don't want to talk about that.
Cause. Yep.
That's
all I have. That's all I have to give.
All right, so boom.
Okay.
The little one says, tell me, Jamie, I said, hi. The father tells you. You then reply to said father with, oh, well, don't tell her to call me, but give her my love and tell her that you are a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to know if I understood the situation. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because if you had not done your stupid shit, me and Little Miss Peanut could have just been friends for the rest of our lives. Even if we had parted ways in a civil manner, I would have still been like, oh, tell Peanut I said hey. And it wouldn't have been no other shit. But since you decided that you wanted to do some fuck shit, this is what you get. Tell her that her daddy ain't shit. Ain't gonna be shit.
Oh.
Ever. Uh-oh. You okay?
I'm taken aback by the harshness of that statement. Ain't gonna ever be shit. Like, there's no redeeming qualities in this gentleman?
So he tried at one point, and he was like, and this is after I started my current job, and he's like, hey, you know, I've been thinking about you. I was like, oh, okay, what you been thinking? You know? Because my ass is
going to be. Didn't I tell you this nigga sound like a fucking R&B song? Hey, girl, I miss you. I've been thinking about you.
You know?
I miss you so much, I decided to call
you. You don't miss me. You miss that good shit that I used to give you. But, you know.
Thanks for my child. Oh, my God. So, all right. So, he missed that good shit. He don't miss you. I hate to put myself in a position where I'm sticking up for these motherfuckers. But how do you know what good shit is to him?
I don't know.
Exactly. So you said he wants that good shit.
Yeah,
and a lot of women be like,
back.
What happened?
He wants that old thing back.
It's very possible.
Is it?
What
possible?
I find out, though, all right, so boom, I'm going to take two steps back. You said something before how you go back, you know what I'm saying? So the dynamic it seems, I could be wrong, with women ain't nothing like some old good dick. And for men, ain't nothing like some new wet pussy. So it just seems strange, the dynamic of how we are opposite sides of that spectrum, right? Because once a woman know a man can please her, she can mitigate some of the other bullshit, you know what I'm saying, because she know he can please her. If you don't know if a nigga can hit that spot or make you them toes curl or make you hit that high note, you don't necessarily want to open up and let him into you. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So now when we look at it with men, we don't want all that extra emotion shit that happens with the 10th time I fucked you, the 30th time I fucked you, the 17th time I fucked you.
Okay.
But that emotion of the first time I fuck you, oh, I can deal with that. I can deal with that. The second time, I can deal with that. But that emotion of the 30th time I fuck you, ah, that's too much for me. I'm talking in generalities, right? So, that being said, what are some ways that you see how men or women with their with those objectives in mind, how do they manipulate things? So how does a woman manipulate to get that old nigga back, to get that dick one more time? Or how does a new nigga or a man manipulate to get some new pussy with somebody he don't know? Can you help me with those?
Okay, well, usually if it's some old, like, what's some old shit that I feel like I could probably manipulate back? I'm trying to think. Because that's a few old, like, some old stories on my Facebook page. But, like, I feel like if I just say the word.
Wait. Kitty, you ain't say the word. Just say a word. Just a word.
A word.
I didn't even have to say the word. Just a word.
It don't even be like a long drawn out word. It be something like, hey.
You stupid. Oh shit! One syllable.
Prime example. So it's this comedian who works at a radio station here, right? He works here in North Carolina. And so remember last year for my birthday, I went to Miami.
Right.
Okay, so I'm in Miami. I'm popping with my girls, and I be like,
right.
Okay.
I remember. Go ahead.
And I saw his story, and he was like, just landed in Miami. Got a show at the Improv. Da 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 da. I was like, hey, I didn't know you was in Miami this weekend. And he was like, you in Miami? I was like, yeah. He was like, oh, shit, you got to come through. You got to come to the show. You got to do that. I was like, but that wasn't part of my plan. But, okay, you know. He was like, nah. How many of you is it? I was like, oh, it's four of us. He was like, what show you want to come to? What time? You got four tickets be waiting on you. What? Okay. All right. He comes out after the show. He talks to us, whatever. I give him a hug. He's like, hey, is this okay? Oh, my God. Let me see you forever. You know, we live in the same city. Oh, God. And so then I get this quiet-ass text later that says, so what y'all doing? You trying to come to my hotel? Never. This was not what this was about. You know, I could have put my ass on you. All my ass on you. But I didn't. I could very well right now say, hey, what you doing? And I could put my ass on that nigga. Like, so. And I'm talking about.
See, I don't know if that's manipulating.
It may not. I mean, I didn't ask.
Because
I didn't mean. I may not have
no, what I'm saying is somebody. He sound like he want to. He sound like he was trying to manipulate you is what it sound like.
But we don't worry about that because if you chose your other
ass. You stupid.
You're different looking. Different.
Why?
You probably told yourself multiple times in just our conversation. Like, if it's just us talking, you probably say, like, why the fuck I talk to her?
And I'm sure. All right. So, for everybody who's listening to me and Kitty right now, there have been in the last, let's just say the last 6 months, there has been times where I said to her, well, I said to myself, I don't want to hear her voice no more. There have been times where she said to herself, I don't want to hear his voice no more. there has been times in the last 6 months where I said, you know what? She is the smartest motherfucker I know. I'm going to talk to her on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. There's been times when she said to herself, he is the smartest motherfucker I know. I'm going to talk to him on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. There has been other times that both of us have said, you know what, nigga? If, girl, if you don't get the fuck from me, boy, if you don't get the fuck from me, you know what I'm saying? So, I say all that to say that it's pretty symbiotic how me and you look at each other. You know what I mean? I talk to you, you talk to me, blah, 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 whoop-de-whoop. But I will say this from the bottom of my fucking heart.
Okay.
Nigga, you is dangerous. You are a fucking WMD, a weapon of mass destruction. Or how about a WMD, a woman who massacres dicks? Nigga, I'm going I'm going to say this, nigga. You have left broken hearts all up and down no fucking corridor.
I'm in the state 95.
85.
88. 87. 295. 395.
240. 70. East and west.
Oh my God. Oh shit. You stupid.
Cause she's a heartbreaker.
But that being said, so that manipulation thing, it seems as if we, all right, so I'm asking you the questions. Let me answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can remember there being this one young lady, and I wouldn't say I manipulated her. All right, you know what? I'm not even going to go front. I manipulated her. No, I was trying to find a way not to sound like a dirtbag. No, I didn't want to sound like a dirtbag, but I'm a fucking dirtbag sometimes. I've grown, though. I've grown. I'm no longer him. But there's this one time where my man had dropped me off. What happened?
I said this one time at band camp.
All right. First of all, I've never been to band camp. Okay, so no. Sorry. But we was at the studio, so it was band camp's cousin. And we was at the studio, and I was supposed to be meeting this young lady, and Tom, we overran Tom in the studio, and next thing I know, I'm like, oh, shit, I was supposed to meet her at 9 o'clock. It's 11:45. No, I got there at 11:40. It was like 11 o'clock. So it was like 2 hours late. I wasn't driving at the time. So I said, yo, do me a favor, dude. Can you give me a ride to the city, see if she's still there? If she's still there, I'll go with her. If not, you can just drive me back. You know what I mean? I appreciate it. I'll give you a couple dollars. So we talking on the way there, and I'm telling him about her. Like, yeah, that's my girl, man. She cute, you know what I'm saying? Big breasts, dark skin, you know what I'm saying? Chocolate, looking. And I guess he's getting excited by the way that I'm describing her.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, or you think, you know what I'm saying? Can I have some? Or something to that effect, he said. Do you mind if I try? Or, you know what I'm saying, you sharing? Or some dumb shit, he said. So you ask, I'm like, I don't know. I'll ask her. And in my mind, I knew that this young lady liked me. And I knew that she had been waiting. At this time, it's 11:45 by the time I get there. I knew that she had been waiting for like 3 hours if she was still there. Okay? If she's still here, that's 3 hours of waiting. That means she really fuck with a nigga. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I got there, and she was still there. 2 hours and 45 minutes later, waiting on a nigga. And I apologize and whoopty whoop whoopty whoop. And I asked her what he asked me, and then I, you know what I'm saying, proceeded to manipulate the situation. Long story less long, we end up all together in the hotel room and whatever. So I say that to say that there has been times where I have manipulated the situation. Now, I can tell you situations where I've been manipulated too. But I have definitely, you know what I'm saying, been the aggressor in the manipulating situation and not just the, you know what I'm saying, aggressee, for lack of a better word.
The aggressor. You weren't the aggressor? You were the aggressor?
I've been both. I've been both. So in that situation, I definitely was the aggressor. But, I mean, she liked it.
She liked it.
She liked it.
I liked it.
I sent chills up her spine with this thing I stuck up in her monkey.
Oh, God, that's not the word. Oh, I must confess it, girl.
Now, all right. So, I had to do something to stop you from singing. All right, so. So, now we talk about manipulation and what's happened to us. Have you ever manipulated a situation for good? Whether it be in a relationship, in business.
Everything is good for my good.
So I could think. So you remember when I was dealing with South Dakota, right? Not dealing with her, but you know, working with her. So when we were doing a conference, there were certain things that I was able to manipulate. So there was this one time where I got somebody to donate some money for us to get promotional materials, advertising materials, flyers and shit like that, right? And I, at the time, I was working for Verizon. So I knew that I could do a little boom, 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 bust a move, and get the flyers for free. So that money that I got for the flyers, I swung that to Top Dakota because she needed it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to manipulate the situation for somebody who thought they was giving something for A, who would have never given it for her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I was like, yo, such and such need to pay a phone bill, you know what I'm saying, and get, you know what I'm saying, a bus ticket to such and such, they'd be like, fuck her. But I was able to manipulate that situation where I told them, I said, yo, I need this for this, and then I flipped that, and then boom. So that's one time in particular I could say I manipulated the situation for good. Now you give us one. Come on, it's on you.
Tell them about the time when you was in the tow truck.
I mean, not a tow truck. When you was in the truck, and y'all ain't had money for tolls, and you flashed your titties to get through the tolls for free.
I don't have done no shit like that. But what I used to do, you know, used to go to the radio station. You know, I used to help my other co-host all the time with shit. Like, hey,
right.
I know somebody who will help you with that. I know somebody who can help you with that. But then they would fuck it up. You know what I'm saying? And people would do shit out of respect for me. Because they'd be like, you know, I know her. She cool. She got it. You know? So, yeah.
So they doing shit on the they doing shit on the strength of your name that
right.
that person wouldn't
and
have been able to do.
Right. Right.
So now that's a whole nother twist on it. So now you manipulate something for somebody that you wouldn't have normally or that you went out your way to do and it come up to backfire. You know what I'm saying?
Right, my nigga. Right.
Now the question is, in the future, do you do that again or do you not because you don't want to get burnt?
People fuck up shit for other people. Even though, like, you know what I'm saying, I'm still a good person, I'll still do for people, but it won't be the same caliber of do for people. Does that make sense? Like, I won't go as hard as I probably would before.
It makes sense. It sounds perfectly logical, but it also sounds pussy.
Well, I got
you know
one.
What I mean? You're all what you eat, so I guess I'm pussy too then. Nah, but I mean, when I said maybe I shouldn't have said pussy because that makes it sound feminine. It sounds cowardly. And the reason I say that is because I meet somebody in January and I do something for them. And it works out fine. Okay. I meet somebody in February. I do something for them. And it works out fucked up. Does that mean if I meet somebody in March, I don't help them with the same intensity that I helped the person in January? That ain't fair to March.
You know what? You might be right. And here's the reason why. Because, like I said, people fuck the shit out for everybody else. And you no longer want to help in the ways that you do. Because you
don't want to get hurt.
Right. Use the current situation that you know about that irks my nerves.
All
right.
All right.
Okay. That shit is not going to happen.
Wait, Kitty, which one?
The living situation.
I got you. Yeah.
Okay. That shit right there, because of that situation, that shit ain't happening ever again for nobody, unless that's my motherfucking husband. It's not happening.
All right, and I get you. But what also could be done is now you can learn from the mistakes that were made because I'm sure, I'm almost positive that the mistakes that were made were not mistakes that you didn't know. It's mistakes that you said, I ain't going to worry about that. Now you know to worry about those things.
And now I'm going to go on about my business and you figure out your life.
Right, but so now my point is, that being said, is it fair to the next person in that same exact situation that they don't have you as that resource?
I'm not going to be a resource.
Right, I didn't say you were or wasn't. My question was, is it fair to that next person that they can't do that because of the last person?
We're not going to do it.
What you mean? What? Answer my question?
No. We're just not going to do it. We're not going to put ourselves in that situation ever again.
Okay. I feel you. I don't say you have to. My question was, is that fair to the next person because of what happened by the last person?
It's probably not, but guess what? Life isn't fair.
Life is very fair.
Life isn't fair.
No, life is very fair.
Well, you get your fair share of life.
You eat a lot of fucked up shit, life fairly fucks up your stomachs. You drink a lot of fucked up shit, life fairly fucks up your kidney. You know what I'm saying? You say a lot of fucked up shit, you get slapped by Will Smith.
And here we are.
And here we are.
And here we are.
Speaking of manipulation, did she manipulate that nigga?
Yo, the fuck, I don't even know what the fuck's going on in this situation anymore because there's so many levels to this shit. Like, she looked at him like, you better smack that nigga. Like, and so he walks up, he smacks that nigga. And she's still saying her last minute kiki. Like, bitch, you're really. Like, you, why would you let do all this? And then y'all talking about some, the Academy is telling lies and this, that, and the third. This shit's got levels to it. And y'all niggas is doing some fuck shit. I don't even care no more.
All I know is this. I know that. Yo, the worst part is the one who I at first thought was the craziest is the one that I feel the most sorry for now, and that's Willow.
Why you feel sorry for her?
So, firstly, we grew up, fucking parents just don't understand. All right, mm-hmm. He's a little corny, but I fuck with him. It's a brand new funk. You know what I'm saying? All right, they got some shit with them. Oh, summer, summer, summer. Oh, this nigga solidified. You know what I'm saying? He got his spot. Then
that was my jam.
We got what's the chick from, what was her character when she was on, A Different World. Frankie. No, not Frankie.
Chris Summers.
No, not Chris Summers. What was Jada Pinkett's when she was on A Different World?
Okay. What was her name? Lena.
Lena?
Lena.
Lena. All right, so we get Lena, right? Then after we get her from out of there, then after that we get Frankie. Know what I'm saying? We get Wu. Know what I'm saying? We get fucking Menace. We get fucking the four bitches. Set it off. Know what I'm saying? She's solidified.
Four bitches.
What happened?
The four bitches.
Right. The four bitches, my bad. you see how my mind works?
So now she's
solidified. Know what I mean? I seen her down in 95 at Howard Homecoming. Oh, shit, I fell in love with Jada Pinkett in 95 Howard Homecoming. Okay? So Will Smith solidified. Jada Pinkett solidified. The fact that you hear they together and they got a little freaky marriage relationship, I fucks with that. I ain't nothing wrong with that. I ain't mad. He do that. Oh, I wouldn't do that if I was him. Whoa. He can leave that part out there freakiness. But all right, no problem. Then they have a child, Willow. And we looking, and I'm not sure who's older, but I do know that I whip my head back and forth.
Jaden is the older middle child. Because, you know, Will got a kid with another
one. Right. Yeah, he got the older one. I'm talking about her children with help. The children with help.
Okay,
right?
It's Jaden and then Willow. Willow is the baby.
All right, but she came out first with the I whip my head back and forth shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
So now she comes out. And when she comes out, I'm saying to myself, this is interesting for a child of two. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is interesting for this year. And I'm listening to her rollout and her press and she's talking. And I'm worried about this child now. I'm worried about her. I don't know what's going on. But as time goes on, I start realizing she's not the child to worry about. It's that nigga that's the child to worry about. That nigga crazy. That nigga is Travis Scott. He's my boyfriend. Nigga, what?
Huh?
You ain't hear him? When he went on stage with Travis Scott and said he's my boyfriend?
No one, Travis Scott.
No,
was,
not Travis Scott. Tyler, the creator. Yeah, Tyler. Right. My bad. It was one of them crazy motherfuckers from over there. You know what I mean? But I say all that to say, that I'm like, huh, what's going on? And then I'm seeing little shit that he's doing and little things that he's saying. And then it's his friend that fuck his mother? Whoa, hold on. So then I'm, and now this nigga does this, and then she, the intent, and now I'm looking back, and the only one that is sane is poor Willow. So I started off looking at her like, whoa, but now in retrospect, I'm like, she's the one, I just want to hug her. She need it, and then I'm worried because the grandmother seems like the grand basilisk of witches. Jada seems like the fucking, the wicked witch of what's popping now. And does that mean that little Willow is going to be the wicked witch of vicious pussy in the future? I don't know. Is that what it means?
I'm start putting this witch cat on these niggas. I'm a witch.
Yo, why you... Yo, why I get all kind of Jocelyn energy from you right there when you said that?
What? I don't even like Jocelyn, her name is.
Jocelyn.
I don't like Jocelyn, her whole land ass.
Nah, but I'm worried about little Willow after all that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, the whole family crazy.
You're a weirdo.
What happened?
I'm trying to figure out why this person keeps pulling in and out of parking spaces in this parking lot. Nigga, you're a weirdo. You playing musical chairs with the goddamn parking spaces. Where are you going? Let's see what apartment you going into.
All right, and they're the weirdo, but you're staring right. Uh-huh, I know. Perspective. All about perspective.
Oh, you new over here. You don't live over here. Who live in that apartment? I ain't never seen nobody going in that apartment. Now, look
this nigga, let me find out you Pearl from 227.
Nigga, so no. Pearl is up in the bed, sleep.
Right, the lady, the white lady. I already know.
Pearl is my roommate. It's Pearl.
You stupid? You know what? I'm about to put this blunt out. I'm done. I'm not doing
this.
I'm not doing this with you. I'm not doing this with you. This nigga said.
Pearl, all pearly.
I'm done with you.
You're not done with me. Done with yourself. Where's the airplane going?
Nigga, you looking at cars, airplanes? What the fuck? Yo, I'm going to need you to focus, young lady.
Listen, I'm always looking at the sky for planes. I always see them. So, yeah.
So, you know the funny thing? I can't, all right, so, you know, and I get it. Because once I got the vehicle that I get, now I see those vehicles on the road now all the place. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Once I started doing the job that I'm doing, I start the devices that I work on in the street, every time I pass one, I look up there and I look at it. So I get it that, you know what I'm saying, when you in your world and your world comes into your world, you know, you recognize it.
Right. Because you know how you're like, that's moving. And you're like, no, that is definitely an airplane at 32,000 feet.
Right. So now when you look at shit, now you got a better gauge of how hard they are, how fast they're going, what direction they're going in. All that shit makes more sense to you now, don't it?
Yeah, it do. Because
can you tell if they're descending or ascending?
I can tell that. And then also, you can always see that there's always planes beside each other. Most people don't see it and pay attention to it while they're in the sky, but there's so many planes that's up there at one time. And to see, like, six going the same direction, and they split off from each other. Like, I'm watching one now.
Right.
It looks like it's going to the east, so it could be very well going either, like, from where I'm at, it might be getting ready to circle in and come down. That one may be going might be going overseas because of the way that is going. But
okay, okay, all right, stop. I got to say this. I was watching something the other day, and I thought about you, and I should have reached out to you at that time, but I didn't, so I'm going to tell you now because it's on my mind and on my heart.
Okay.
I'm watching Malcolm Gladwell, and he's giving a speech. He's an author. Wrote Blink, The Outliers, and a couple of other books. The phrase that people say you got to put your 10,000 hours in to master something, it came from his book.
Okay.
All right. So he's talking about airline. He talked about the Avianca flight that fell, that crashed in New York, right? And in talking about that, he's explaining how it's not one thing that happens. Whenever it's one thing that happens and the airplane crashes, that one thing is a missile. You know what I'm saying? So it's never one thing that happens to make an airplane crash. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's always a chain of events. And one thing that he was saying, he said, like 80 or 90% of planes that crash, they're behind schedule. So the pilot's rushing. So add that rushing on top of it.
And they may not see something that they need to see because they do so many freaking checks. Like they have a 4-star checkpoint that they do that I can hear, and then there's another check. It's like different. There's like a list of shit, and you hear them going through it. So
right.
And sometimes some of them be so fast that you be like, yo, the fuck, go slow that shit down. Make sure, like, honestly, I got my own checks that I gotta do, and it pisses me off so bad that the fucking gate agents be like, you ready to board, bitch? Let me make sure I got all my shit.
this is important.
Safety.
Bitch, planes don't have parachutes.
Ma'am, I gotta make sure that I have every emergency piece of thing that I may need if something pops off. Because one side is my hospital, the other side is my fire department. Ma'am, I need to make sure I got all this shit that I need.
You stupid, but you know what, though? I like how you put that. I never thought of it, but that's what it is.
No, that's what they teach you. That's how you remember, and they teach you shit.
Right, exactly.
Because,
that's how you remember shit. I got you.
Right, and so I know where my stuff is, and when it comes down to medical situations, this is my hospital. This is where my defibrillator is. This is where my first aid kit is. This is where my MRT, where I can get an oxygen mask down for you if you need it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, stupid. So, yo, check it out. So I'm saying to myself, you pointing, right? As you saying what you're saying, you're pointing. So boom, you point to your right. This is where my oxygen mask at. That's the hospital. You know what I'm saying? You point to your left. This is where my fire extinguisher at. That's your fire extinguisher. Then you smack the motherfucker across their face. Boom. And that's my police station. Sit the fuck in your seat.
I told you now we have handcuffs on our plane. So that's in the little, it's a little bag that we keep in where the life vest for the infants are. It's in this little bag. It's got my duct tape, my.
Did you say duct tape?
Yeah.
All right, so hold on.
It's an industrial type duct tape. You don't want to be tied up with that shit. That shit hurt.
All right, because I'm saying to myself, if the duct tape is for the plane, I'm never getting on a fucking plane again, because what the fuck they got you taping up? But if the duct tape is for the person, then okay, I get it. All
no,
right.
Okay, so
Excuse me, ma'am.
Music.
Can you get out there and duct tape that wing right there real quick before we
No. It's not for outside. It's like, okay, so sometimes the famous people, they lean on the tray tables and they break them. So what we have to do, if it's in an outstation, we have to report it, and then we have to put it back up with the tape and keep it up.
Got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. See, I would have never thought that.
Yeah. Or if there's something wrong with the overhead bin.
Overhead. It won't close or some shit.
Right. And we have to put a thing on it that says do not use and put the tape on it.
Right. I've seen that before. I've seen that. Right. I've seen that.
So, yeah.
I've also seen... that it was this real big motherfucker. Nigga had to be like 470 something pounds, and he leaned back in the chair, and then he cracked the fucking shit.
Yep, fat ass.
they had to reinforce the seat or some dumb shit. Like, goddamn, nigga.
Yeah, so that shit, that happened. So that's what the duct tape is for, and then they got the new handcuffs, and they have... there's some Band-Aids and stuff in it. There's some screwdrivers. Like, they think we have much motherfucking MacGyver and shit. So yeah. But those things are important. And so we shouldn't rush through those things because let's say he misses the fail on engine 2. Right?
Yep.
So we go up in the air and engine 2 has fucking failed.
Hmm. And he missed it.
Right. So, just like example, the other day we were delayed in Evansville, Indiana, because of some shit with engine 2. Now, when it came in, they landed and something popped off in engine 2. So, the plane was working when it was in the air. What the fuck you did on landing, I don't know. But now we got to break up.
Nigga said the plane was working on the air. Now it's on the ground and it ain't working.
And what did you do on landing? What did you do? So that's what we deal with. So he was telling the truth. He's definitely telling the truth on it.
All right. So yeah. So I say all that to say, don't let the motherfuckers rush, Kitty. Kitty, don't let the motherfuckers rush. We need you to land safe and motherfucking sound. So if y'all got to land a little late, you tell that nigga it's okay. Or that bitch, whoever the fuck is flying that motherfucker, you tell them I said y'all could be late.
Listen. It's these passengers that be like, well, why we not leaving yet? You know what? You want to fly on a broke plane? You go fly on a broke plane. My goal here today is for that your safety is my priority. You can get off.
How about this? Next time somebody asks you that question, be like, okay, listen. We can leave. You got two choices, and I'll let you choose which one you want, man. We can either wait until they tell us, or we can leave in 5 minutes. But I'm going to get off, and you're going to die. Okay.
Listen, if I get off, you ain't going nowhere, no way.
No. Let that fucking dumb heifer choose. You choose. You want to wait till they say we can leave, or we can leave in 5 minutes, but I'm getting off, and you're going to die. Which one do you want to choose?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you the bitch chooses to wait.
Hold on 1 second. Un momento, por favor.
No. You gonna ask me to wait a minute? I said no, but yet I'm still waiting for the fucking minute. I don't get that. That's rude to me. That shit don't seem very fucking cordial. Nigga, like, por favor, un momento. You know fucking how to be nice in fucking Spanish. You ain't never fucking nice in English though, nigga. I know that shit. I know that. Motherfucker wants to, por favor, un momento. Get the fuck out. Nigga. Yo, this is... Now she got me here. Good thing I rolled this next blunt. I got my weed to keep me company. I don't need y'all motherfuckers. Fucking Dre, gone. Motherfucking Taylor, gone. motherfucker Medusa, gone. Now this nigga Kenny, where she at? Gone. I don't know the motherfucker here. And you know the truth? I ain't supposed to be here. They had the show. I just come every once in a while to say, how you doing? I'm the only motherfucker here. I'm the last nigga to come, and I'm the only nigga that's here. Oh, I'm sorry. You back?
Oh, my God. Please just let me be. You know what I'm saying? I got to be. Just give me a cricket. The fuck?
I'm just saying. I was just talking. I was just talking. Okay, I was just talking.
I heard you, dumbass.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about, miserable.
I don't know what happened. What happened? Everybody gone. What for everybody? I'm here by myself. This is some bullshit. I'm holding out,
hey,
the motherfucking.
Have teeth.
You pissing, and these motherfuckers is missing. You pissing and they missing. Boss.
I'm sorry. I had to take because I, you know, I had them beers. You know. And beers make you pee.
Yeah, listen, man, I ain't mad at you. I got you. Because I know you going to come back for me. Now, these motherfuckers, these other three motherfuckers, the three musketeers and shit, the three musketettes, the three fucking musketels, the three fucking ripples and fucking Night Train and Wild Irish Rose, them motherfuckers, they the motherfuckers I got beef. I don't know why. Nigga, I got beef with all three of them. Nigga, you know what? You ain't going to have no meeting with them. I want to have a meeting with them niggas. I got beef with them niggas now. How about that?
What do you want
to make?
I go out the mall.
No, I was joking. I'm non-confrontational. I was joking.
Really? You're non-confrontational?
Really? Have you met me?
How do you like me?
I'm confrontational,
you just,
Kitty.
You just met you today?
I just met me today. I just met myself. Hello, me. How are you doing? I'm good. You, what's good?
Hi, Ron. I'm Ron. Nice to meet you. Hey, Pi, this is Kevin.
Oh, stupid.
Have you
just met you?
Did you remember how we used to beat my nigga? Have you met him?
Oh, shit. I'm not confrontational. I just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just not confrontational.
All right. Well, that was like you. Got yourself.
Oh, that's like somebody saying, I don't drink. I just like to not drink.
I drink. And I'm about to drink some more before I go to bed. Because
I'm sure you are.
My report ain't until 3:15 tomorrow. So that means I drink until 3:15.
You got 15 hours. But so your flight, and you got it, what, 12 hours or 8 hours before? How many hours before?
12.
All right, 12. All right, yeah, so you got 3 hours.
I'm just going to drink one more.
Yeah, sure. One more. Yeah, just one more. So I'm going to have... I gotta get up in the morning and wash my hair.
So don't be this way. Because I took my braids out. I gotta wash my hair in the morning. So I'm putting the oil on my...
You wanna hear some bullshit?
Uh oh.
Okay, I'm listening.
And I guess we can end the show on this bullshit if you would like to.
Okay.
Yo, while I went to the doctor, these niggas said I gotta have both my knees replaced.
Baby, your knees ain't making like they used to be.
Niggas said if I was 65 years old, he would have signed me up right now and put me on the fucking schedule to have my knees done. But because I'm young, relatively, they don't suggest that I get them. You know what I'm saying? So normally a knee replacement lasts about 15, 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maxed out. They max out around 25 years. So that means if I get it now, and when you get it as an older person, what happened?
I said, if you get it now, you're going to have to get another one at a later date, and then you're going to be older, and it's going to be harder for you to heal.
Well, not just that, but that plus that, because when you get them younger, they wear down quicker. So now that 15-year minimum, 25-year maximum is probably going to be towards the minimum. So now you get it at the minimum, and now you're getting your second one by the time most people are getting their first one. So now you getting your third one. You see what I'm saying? It's like, Right. So I'm like, so at this point, there's really nothing I can do as far as conventional medicine goes, make my knees any better, right? So it's all about pain management. So I'm thinking about getting some silicone shots, you know what I mean, in my knees, in the joints, or maybe some steroids in the joints, you know what I mean, to give it some cushioning. I'm looking at acupuncture. I'm looking at, you know what I'm saying, swimming, you know what I'm saying, because I got to strengthen the muscles around. I'm looking at bike riding, you know what I'm saying, all kind of shit like that. But, yo, nigga, I'm if I get the knee replacement, I'm not going to be able to play ball no more. I'm not ready to give up basketball.
Well, you can,
I was about to make a joke. I'm not. You're being serious.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead. What's the joke?
I was going to say, you can play wheelchair basketball.
You start.
Am I really stupid? Am I sleeping? Or am I motherfucking you?
Nigga said you could play wheelchair basketball. Nigga said, yo, when you get your knee replaced, you can take your old knees and put them on your chest and act like you got titties and play in the WNBA.
I did not say that. That part I didn't say. I did say you can play in the wheelchair.
Oh, shit. Nigga said,
yeah,
you getting silicone shots. You get them silicone.
You
can fuck them shots. You heard me? Sell them shit and get a side hustle going.
I'm going to give you a silicone ass.
Oh, shit. Yo, you know how motherfuckers be selling their food stamps? Yeah, I sell you my silicone shots.
Listen, you don't have any people.
Nigga.
Like, what kind of pain pill you take? Pain pill you got? What you got? You got that good shit? What you got? What you take?
You know what I'm saying? Your doctor ain't gonna say nothing if you go. If I put it in my ass, your doctor ain't gonna say nothing, right? Your doctor ain't gonna say nothing because usually yours going to me. Now my doctor's cool. My doctor's cool.
If I get some booty injections, is that going to help you? Do I got to go get the massages too? Since I get the shot, they massage the silicone into my ass?
Yo, did you see that massage that Dre sent?
No.
You want to see a dead nigga? What happened?
I said you want to see a dead body.
No.
The nigga laid out.
No.
I hate him.
I don't want to see a dead body.
I hate him.
People.
What? Are you laughing? What are you laughing at?
Oh my God. Oh shit.
What? What'd I do?
Yo, you know how somebody
what
say something? And you can tell that when they speaking, they are speaking the truth of all truths. Like, it was this one time, my uncle's an offender, ex-offender. I don't know. The nigga smokes crack today, don't tomorrow. I don't know what to call it. Anyway,
right.
It was one time in particular where my grandmother was like, oh, I got to go to the store. Damn, where my purse at? I think I left my purse in the room. Ma, you need me to go get your purse? I don't need you to do a motherfucking thing for me. Yo, that shit was brilliant. My uncle thought he was being the nice fiend son and asking my grandmother if she needed any kind of assistance. And he was summarily rejected because she said, I don't need you to do a motherfucking thing for me. All right?
Mm.
When she said that, she meant it. She meant, nigga, I don't need you to get my purse. I don't need you to take the garbage out. I don't need you to put your fucking stink feet on my carpet, nigga. I don't need you to do a motherfucking thing for me. And she meant that. And this is her son. She loved that man, right? That energy that she gave at that point was the same energy that I felt when you said, I hate this nigga. Yo, you looked at you said, you want to see a dead body? This nigga here sleeping. I hate this.
He makes me sick. You know that he makes me sick all the time. And this goes back to us saying, you know what, sometimes I don't know what I talk to you.
Oh, my God, yo.
I know,
the energy that came through the phone, yo, you was looking, yo, I could hear how the side of your mouth was turned up when you were saying that shit. Nigga, yo, you might have even been pointing at the nigga when you said it. Like, I hate this. Yo, that shit was hilarious. Oh, my God.
No, I was walking back down the hallway.
Away from the crime scene. Oh, shoot. You are something else, Kitty. You are something else.
Let's get ready to go.
Yeah.
It's been great.
We're the white lady.
We had a good conversation tonight. We're talking about all types of shit.
I told you we don't need them motherfuckers.
Hey, two-person show. Sometimes we take that shit on the road.
They better be, listen, they better be lucky we like them.
Do we?
You know what? Notice I ain't answering the question, right?
We might like Keisha. She had to work there tonight. That's why she's not here.
All right.
She grew on me.
So she all right, but at any given time, I can't be sure that she still won't cut a nigga. So she's a liability waiting to happen.
Mm.
You know what I'm
saying? She will cut somebody. She will cut somebody.
Son,
on
at any given moment. At any given moment, she's liable to.
But she won't cut you. She might not cut you, but she'll cut somebody for you.
I didn't say she's a threat to me. I said she's a liability. I'm talking about getting sued.
Oh.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Drake, see, but then you think all of them is liabilities. Because, see, Medici's a liability. You know why Medici's a liability? Because all of a sudden, she'll get lost somewhere. We all going to be on the fucking West Wing. She going to be in the East Wing. We're going to have to go looking for her, miss a meeting. No, then we have to miss her, look going for her, show up late to a fucking signing or some shit, walk through. No, then. So that's a liability right there. Then Dre go fuck around and have a fucking seizure or some shit, and fucking all the fucking fat girls go fucking crowd around. Now all the fat girls go crowd around that nigga and nurse him back to life, and now we got to wait till the chicken get delivered before we can leave.
I am so weak right now.
Nigga, ain't that Dre life? No, they're all the fat girls crowding around me. Hey, yo, Dre.
You know
hey, Ziggy.
You know what? Lately, you know, I ain't been home, so I ain't seen any of these people he been hanging with when I ain't home. Because there's some girl that he hang with, and they been eating. Now, keep in mind, he ain't talking about he only been here. But, nigga, you be going out to eat. You be going to the Golden Corral. Go to the Golden Corral.
GC?
You go to the Buster.
GC, is you with me?
You know, so.
Oh, yeah, we got the Buffett. We ain't going nowhere. GC, is you with me? He got the roast beef. We ain't going nowhere.
I can't remember the last time I went to Golden Corral.
So I'm going to keep it a buck with you. Last time I went to Golden Corral, me and my family, we had a mini family reunion in Myrtle Beach.
Mm-hmm.
About 5-6 years ago.
Mm.
Last time I've been to Golden Corral. Hold on. 2 weekends ago. Not this weekend, but this past weekend before. Down in Meta, Georgia. Nigga hungry.
Okay.
Seen a Golden Corral. Made that right turn, went right towards that bitch. As we got to the parking lot of Golden Corral, is that a Waffle House? Detour right to Waffle House.
You know what? I would have still probably went to the Golden Corral because don't judge me because I have a specific method of eating at the Golden Corral. So I'm going to get me a salad first, right? Get my salad. Eat my salad with my roll because it just makes sense. And then
I'm done.
I'm
you know what?
Meat.
I'm done with you.
What? With my roll and my salad? It makes sense. It makes sense. You know we do. And so then I get my meatloaf, my mashed potatoes, and my broccoli. Eat the same thing every single time. Then I will go and get me another plate. It'll probably be like chicken, macaroni and cheese, green beans. And then I will get me an ice cream cone and walk out with it. Sure will. You're not supposed to leave with the ice cream cone. Who gonna stop me? Who is gonna stop me with my chocolate and vanilla foil ice cream cone?
I'm not fucking with you.
Who gonna stop me? Who gonna stop me?
I'm not fucking
with
you.
Who's gonna stop me? Who's gonna stop me?
Who
I dare you to stop me.
What?
I'm gonna eat this ice cream cone. And mind my business. Am I bothering you? Is my ice cream cone bothering you?
Yes, it is, ma'am. Actually, it is. It's leaking.
No, it's not, because I always get some napkins. So
So tell another lie, tell another story for another day. So, all right, so next Friday. Oh, I'll be on a trip. Wait a minute, let me see what time I get in. Because, you know, this black girl got a line for the month of April. So
you
let's see what time
it.
I get in.
And you'll be moving on up to the east side.
This black girl.
To a deluxe. You stupid.
Okay, so that's the 8th. I'll be in Evansville, Indiana. When I will land in Indiana at 9:15 Central Time. That puts it at 10:15. We might have to play it by ear. Might have to push it to 11.
Say
that. I report at 11:54 that Saturday morning. So that should be good enough time as long as it ain't no 4 or 5 o'clock.
All right, so hold on. So is that line consistent for the rest of the month?
Yeah, so I know where I'm going to be every time I fly for the rest of the month.
But what I'm saying, are you always going to be in Evansville?
Friday, April 15th, I'll be back at Evansville again. I like going to Evansville.
All right. And what's the next Friday?
I'm actually after the 17th of April. I don't go back to motherfucking work until May, the goddamn first.
I'm done with you.
So the 22nd, I will be in Vegas. So we will not have a show on the 22nd of April.
That's right. You're going to shake ass.
I'm not just going to shake my ass, but I'm going to show my ass in my titties when I'm there. I got outfits for days. I was actually pulling them shits out earlier today. Well, I was like, why am I fucking with me today? I already got... If you guess how many swimsuits I got to go to Vegas.
How many days?
I'm staying in Vegas for, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're coming back on Sunday morning. So 3 days. We're getting there early on Thursday.
Nine. Oh, a dozen.
No.
I was going to say 10.
I only have 4. I'm doing good. I'm doing really good.
What are you making?
Doing
that's
really
a lot,
good.
Nigga.
That's a small number for me.
Right. Why you think I went up to where I went?
Yes, I'd be having 12 swimsuits for a 3-day trip.
Right. That's what I said. You know what I'm saying? All right, so the first thing I thought was, if you live for 3 days, you got to have 3 options for each day. That's 9. Fuck it. Let's round it up to 10. That was my thought process.
But that does not mean I won't have that many because I haven't pulled out everything that I'm taking with me to Vegas.
And you might fuck around and purchase something when you're out there.
Listen, so I was like, you know what? I think one day I want to wear white swimsuits. Girls, go buy a white swimsuit. Nigga, do you know how many white swimsuits I got right now? And why was I looking at one earlier today? Like, oh, I need that white swimsuit.
All right, so boom. So, other day I go to the mall. And I call my lady, and I'm like, yo, whoop-de-whoop, whoop-de-whoop, whoop-de-whoop. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like buying us some sexy lingerie, you know what I mean?
I like lingerie. I like if a man buy me lingerie. He got a fit.
So I go to the spot, and they didn't really have nothing at Victoria's Secret that I like. Let me not say they didn't have nothing I like. The stuff that I like, they didn't have in her size. The stuff that was available for her size, they didn't have. You know what I'm saying? That's more appropriate. So now, I got like maybe another 90 minutes left before I had to do whatever I had to do. So now I'm like, fuck it. Now it's mission throughout the fucking mall, go to this store. Nigga, I ended up getting her 4 fucking pieces plus 2 fucking a mesh joint and a net joint. You know what I'm saying? Like a cover up.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a 4 pieces, 2 cover ups, and a fucking watch. I was because one of the pieces was kind of metallic, and the watch looked like a winkle. Nigga, so when you say that you be wilding out, how many white you? I get it, man. Sometimes you just get there, and you like, let me get that. Well, let me get that. Well, let me get that too.
Listen. People don't understand. Okay, so I have this thing in my bedroom that is one of those, it's not, I guess it's called a Tupperware container. It has the drawers on it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it has the 3 drawers.
I got you.
All three drawers have swimsuits in them. I
Look
had
at that.
To buy something separate from my dresser for just my swimsuits.
Just your swimsuits.
Just swimsuits.
Question.
Answer.
In the last 3 years, how many times have you gotten water?
I get in the water every goddamn summer. In the last 3 years, because
no,
you remember.
Thank
listen,
you.
Listen.
I need
so
a number as my answer.
I don't have an exact number, but I will tell you that, especially when I first started training, and remember they sent us home in the month of March from training because COVID. We didn't go back until June. I went to the pool and to the park every day.
More or less mm-hmm. than 20 times in the last 3 years.
Might be a little less. Then, you know, I went to the ocean for my birthday last year and to the pool.
More or less than 20 times in the last 3 years, you say less than 20 times you've been in water. How many fucking bathing suits do you have? More or less than 20?
I have more than 20.
Thank you. Point proven. I'm done.
What was your point?
That you got more bathing suits than you got fucking water experiences in the last 3 years.
Listen. So when this summer hit and I'm working, you best believe every night I'm going down to the goddamn pool and I'm putting on a goddamn swimsuit and I'm frolicking around in the goddamn water. You hear me? Because first of all, I got white women legs during the wintertime, so I need the fucking tan.
I'm
a frolic in the water. And Evansville happens to be one of my favorite frolicking places.
They're pro frolicking in Evansville.
Yeah, I love that pool. Oh my god, I love that pool.
Oh my god, yeah. You are so silly.
Yeah. So keep in mind that, and I was telling, I was flying with a new FO last week, and I told her, she's asking me what I have in my bag. I said, I have an extra uniform. I have 3 workout outfits. I have 2 regular outfits. And I have a swimsuit. She said, a swimsuit is the wintertime. I said, there's indoor pools. You always have a swimsuit with you everywhere you go. Because you never know when you're going to go down and sit.
Did you ask her what she had in hers?
She had an additional uniform. She had a couple of pair of jeans and T-shirts and tennis shoes.
She knew. She don't know what she need to have yet. She ain't even had no coat. And it was cold. We were in fucking Albany, New York, snowing, and she ain't got no goddamn coat. Where is your coat?
I'm not asking you your personal business.
You need to have on a coat.
But I'm asking, do y'all talk about your personal business? Huh?
It depends.
You did?
Because you have to realize, we're together for 4 days.
Right.
I said, it just depends. Like, you have to realize that some of us are together for 4 days. So on the first day, you kind of just filling each other out. On the, you know, the second and third day, you know, we might go hang a little bit. So it just depends. I don't tell a lot about, like they're like, do you have a boyfriend? I'm like, oh, well, I got a guy I like. But you don't realize I got like three guys I like, and it ain't none of your own business.
All right, so let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of them travel with toys?
I don't know, but I know myself. I know me. I don't know nobody else. But I travel with my shit. I do. And I stopped traveling with one of them because they searched my bag because of it. And so, they searched my bag because of it. So I stopped traveling with that one because okay. And I told the bitch, I said, go ahead, pull it out if you want to. Go ahead. You show your nose, your ass won't do it again. So, man, if you want to catch your bag, I'm just saying, what you got to do? I'm trying to get to my goddamn plane. You want to be goddamn nosy, bitch, show it. What? Have you met me?
Yeah, bitch, show it. Show it. Raise your hand up, bitch. Show it.
Go down with that. Because you want to be goddamn nosy. Bitch. You black bitch. Oh, I'm so mad.
Oh, my
so
God.
Mad at because they missed,
oh,
they
my
almost
God.
Made me look because they were going through my leg.
Yo, oh my God, you are stupid.
Yeah, so I stopped traveling with that particular one.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah, bitch, you don't get your ass out of here. Going through my motherfucking bag.
What do you think it is? What the fuck it look like?
What's
you know what?
Like?
You know
right,
what?
Right,
I don't
bitch.
Know what it is. Go find out. I don't know. What is it? Huh? That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Thank you. Thank you. Damn, you have a good day, too. That bitch.
What in the world? I mean,
like how dare like you? How you gonna put me on blast like that? You know what the fuck it is?
You can see through the X-ray shit what it was, bitch. You
oh
you ain't
God.
So far removed. What? Oh my God.
You say you ain't so far removed. Yo, you are fucking stupid, kitty. Yo, yo, 20 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago, you was adamant about it being the fucking end. Fucking 28 minutes ago, I was like, yo, we can end it on this about my fucked up knees. How the fuck we done got
right,
from there?
Yeah.
To here? I have no fucking idea how we done got here.
Blame it on, I would like to blame it on Angry Orchard.
Well, then I'll have to blame it on the Pastor Cavassier with some lemonade.
Okay, okay, Cavassier with the lemonade.
Yeah, a little bit. I had enough for one good cup, and that's all I needed. I put Marley knocked out.
Like
she's sleeping. Some what? Casamigos.
Casamigos.
Yeah, you probably got to go to the Irish part of town. They don't fuck with tequila.
I do.
Go to the Irish part of town. Go where the Italians at. Don't go where the niggas is at, and don't go where the Spanish people at.
Because they're going to drink all the Casamigos.
Gone. Maybe the Chinese people. Go to the Chinese part of town, Chinatown. No,
nope.
Niggas, too many niggas near Chinatown. Niggas near Chinatown, they going to get some chicken wings. Nope.
Okay, we're going to go. We're going to go for real. But I got to go sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Well,
we playing about air for next week.
Okay. It'll be 11 something if we do. But we're going to see what Evansville has to offer.
I heard that.
Nothing, because it don't offer shit.
Not nothing. The fucking clan.
But the Hilton, but I get Hilton points, so that's why I like going to Evansville.
You stupid. She said, I'm going to get my points. I'm going to get me a motherfucking room out this motherfucking hotel.
Listen. I currently got 52,000 points. So, yeah.
How many points?
52,000.
Yep. And a room is like what, like 5,000 points, something like that?
Some rooms, depending, it'll be like 30,000 points.
It started 30,000?
Some of them do, not all of them. It just depends where
you're
trying to stay.
So what's the cheapest you can get a room for?
I think, let's look at Charlotte for Sunday and for Monday.
For some reason, 5,000 and 12,000 is stuck in my head.
Looks like for Charlotte, they are starting at 30,000.
Oh, goddamn.
30,000 points.
Well, you still got two free rooms. You got 52?
I got 56.
56.
Yeah. So if I go to Evansville, so think like this, okay? So I go to Evansville 3 times in the course of the next month. I'm actually doing the double points throughout May 1st. So that means I get double the points for staying at Slate. Yeah. I already got 56,000. So, yeah. By the time I finish these trips over the course of the month of April, I should have a little bit over like 65,000 points.
So that's going to be two rooms. That's two rooms.
Then I'm going to Vegas, and we're staying at the Las Vegas Hilton at Resort World. So when I get there, I'm like, hey, can I add my Hilton Honors number to this? And if they say yes, keep in mind that's still double points before May 1st.
I am very pleased to hear that you have, look, I'm a motherfucking professional. I am very pleased to see how you have manipulated the points, how you have been able to, you know, take that and use it for your own good, the double points to doubly use it for your own good, to use things that you get paid for. I'm not just getting paid for. I'm getting paid for, and I'm getting these points. I'm on vacation. I'm not just on vacation, but I'm getting these points.
Mm-hmm,
so that then You could take said points that you gain from work and from play to use however the fuck you choose.
Yep, and I'm thinking, and if I get the dates that I want off in the month of May, I think I'm going to go to Dallas and go see the rodeo, and guess what the fuck I'm going to pay with my goddamn room.
So in other words, those points that you're getting for the rest of this month from motherfucking Indiana, where you going to Indiana? Fort Wayne?
Evansville.
Yeah. Bob Evansville. Fuck all of Indiana. The Vegas points. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. It's the home of the Klan. What you want? Why should I even like the place that birthed the Ku Klux Klan? But all right, I don't even think. Yes.
Oh man.
I'm sorry, I spoiled this for you. Now maybe you can get triple points. Fuck it.
Now listen. Maybe if I can get an overnight in Fort Wayne, they give us points too at that DoubleTree. So
they owe us reparations.
I'm getting points wherever I go.
40,000 Hilton points in the mule.
We're out of here. We are definitely into recorded time. Y'all black people have
you
a good ready. Night. That's y'all are crazy.
Later, kitty.
We're out of here. Good night.